Welcome to the Choose Optimism podcast, a podcast focused on letting you know of the great things optimists are doing in your community. We are in our second series focused on club fundraising and projects throughout Optimist International. And it is my honor at this time to introduce the next person that we're going to interview about fundraising here with Optimists. And this gentleman is from my home club of the Uptown Optimists in Great Falls, Montana. And it is my pleasure to introduce Bob Panzich. Bob, thanks for being with us today talking about striping with us.
Oh, glad to be here. Hope I'm helpful.
Well, one of the things we talk about, Bob, and we tell people on the Optimist podcast is your Optimist story. Tell us a little bit about how you became an Optimist and joined an Optimist club.
It was back to 1967, Shane. I was charter president of the Optimist Club of Butte, Montana, when I was with the bank down there. And fundraising was a problem. And we went through a whole variety of things from making Easter baskets to whatever. Anyway, I got transferred back to Great Falls in 1977, and I think I was with the club a couple of years, and they said, the Christmas tree lot is going to start losing business. We need another program, and you ran a striping program in Helena. I'm wondering if you'd talk to us about that and tell us how it worked out. The program in Helena, we had a compressor type machine, and it was breaking down every job we went on to the point where nobody wanted to work. And I think we were taking in at the high end at that time $2,500 for the whole year because of the problems with breakdown. You couldn't take care of your customer. And we went to the board and said, look, we have got to buy a machine, a modern machine like we have the club now, and it's going to cost, I think back in those days, $3,500. And they were a little bit reluctant about it. Bud Monroe, past district governor, and I said, look, we can borrow the money from the bank because we've got a banker here, in our club, and they'll loan us the money. And we get a decent machine, we can pay that machine off in 2 years or less. But it turned out we did $12,000 worth of business the first year by word of mouth, talking to people we knew that or work for customers. There's always that reluctance to compete with private enterprise, the painters. But there's something I've learned over the more than 30 years of this, is that the painters put those striping jobs on the back burner, and we go out and get the job done, and the businesses are calling us and dumping their painter. But if you look around Great Falls, even now with all these so-called painters and us, and we're big, we did 90,000 this year. There's a lot of lots that are anemic, need help.
When we talk about a striping program, Bob, for our listeners' understanding, tell us a little bit about what the striping program is and what the Optimist clubs do to stripe, as we call it.
Well, once we got the equipment, and we'll talk about equipment a little later, we're able to go out and remark parking lots. You might want to start with that first. Remark means to paint a stripe over the existing stripe in the lot, paint the parking lot bumpers, paint the curbs, paint the handicap symbols, and on those lots that require directional arrows, paint the arrows in as well, so that when you get done, you've got a complete lot looking first like a lady that just put on her makeup.
So when we talk about a parking lot, we're talking about the yellow and blue lines and white lines that tell people where to put their cars. So
that's correct.
What is the process of having a striping program? What is one of the first things you do, like when you bid a job or get a business to do it? What are some of the things that you get started on to get that lot started?
Yeah, first thing you do, you got to go out and look at the lot. I know that some of our guys use Google Maps, and that's fine, but Google Maps doesn't tell you how dirty the lot is. You have to do a physical look at the lot. You can take the Google map and you can count the lines, you can count the arrows, you can count the handicaps and all that. And you may have to measure the curbing with a tape measure to see how much curbing needs to be painted. Parking lot bumpers are 7 foot long, so you can come up with a price per bumper, and we can help you with that. You just share our price sheet with you as to how we do that. So once we get that lot looked at, then we give them a bid. Say, this is what it's going to cost. And we have, like I mentioned, we have a pricing sheet. We charge so much per line, not per parking spot, because what you have is parking spots in the middle of the lot where you got them parked bumper to bumper. You got one line down the middle, and then you got parking lines separating the car. You count all those out, measure them up, and we charge by the foot.
And when you're doing this, we're putting the yellow lines down. How long does an average lot usually take to paint on average?
Well, there's no such thing as an average lot. It depends on how much help you have, number one, how much equipment you have, number two, what your minimum price would be, because it's not worthwhile to to go out and paint a lot for $250 or $300 unless you got three of them or four, so you get the most out of your crew in a four-hour period. I've done as many as five parking lots in 3 hours. The first lot takes a little more time because you set up your two machines, one with blue paint, one with white or yellow paint. But once they're set up, you go out and you can just pull in and pop the lot, load up your equipment, run to the next lot. And if you got big lots like an Albertson's store, it could take you 3-4 hours to paint that lot. And, but you need a crew. Now, some lots you can paint because they're shut down for the weekend. Other lots we've painted where we've had to block off the lots with tape like the police use, and block off a whole bay and paint it, and have people directing cars away from there to the other parking spots at an Albertsons or whatever grocery store you have. We have the hospital, as an example, is a little different because we tell them we're coming in on a certain day at 6 in the morning. They have the lot already blocked out the night before, and they have their cleaning crew go in and sweep the lot, and all we have to do is go in and paint it. We get those done a little bit quicker. Everyone is a trial and error, and when you're first starting, sometimes you have a tendency to walk too slow with the machine and put down too much paint, and that waters down your profit. Once you get a certain rhythm, and you'll get it, it doesn't take long. If a banker can paint a parking lot line, about anybody can.
And you said you charge by the foot on average. Do you have an idea about how many feet of paint you guys, the Optimist Club, puts down in a year?
I'll give you an example of the fairgrounds, which we had two things to do. We had to relay out the parking lot, which meant getting an engineering crew to come in and spot the center lines and put down a monument for it. And we had to go in and measure the lines, get that done. And then we had our crew come in, and with the cooperation of the fairgrounds, they would block out a certain portion, about 20% of the lot, or a certain number of bays. We get those painted for them and come back and paint again. I think we came back and forth to the fairgrounds about 5 times, had 3 striping machines, 12 people working, and we put down 7.5 miles of 4-inch lines. Now, the average line is 20 foot long if it's a 90 degree going in. If it's a angle parking, it's probably going to be 22 feet. Here again, you can get schematics on that to help you measure it out.
7.5 miles of paint, that's a long ways to walk pushing a machine.
Well, it was a $22,000 job.
When you were chairman of the striping program, what was the best year net-wise you ever had, or gross-wise, for fundraising for an Optimist Club?
Well, I'll talk in percentages. You price things in a way that you're going to be able to bottom line about 65 to 70%. That includes the cost of paint and buying maintenance and other materials. As an example, you got to buy gas for the machines, oil. Sometimes you got to pay a mechanic to do a certain fix on the machine and what have you, and that's all part of that 35%.
So what was your best year ever raising money for the striping program?
Well, when I ran it, the best year for me was $84,000. Last year, we did $90,000 this last season with Brett running the program.
That's a lot of money that can help a lot of kids in our community. We're very fortunate to have this fundraiser to raise a lot of money for the community.
65% of that was profit.
So when we talk about the striping program, what are some of the ways clubs can get started in a program? I know, like, our club used a grant to get some striping machines. What are some ways that clubs can get started in this program?
Well, it wasn't a grant at the beginning. The club put up in the neighborhood of $12,000 to buy 2 striping machines and a trailer. Then we had to buy stencils. You had to buy things like masonry string. We put on those reels that you use typically for extension cords, you know, a big wheel. We put it on there and get some, I think they're about 10-pound weights. You put on one end of the string. You measure it from one point to the other, say for 20-foot lines or for 22-foot lines. You get those areas lined out. You put a string down. Then you need to buy some masonite, 1/8 inch. You cut it into 1-foot squares, and we have ProBuild cut it for us at no extra cost. It's part of buying it from them. And we put those down because, not being expert painters, you're going to put the tab down right where the string was. And once you got the measurements done, you put a dot of paint next to the string, pick up the string and put the tab down where it's centered on the dot. Then you have 2 round poles with a string on them have a person on each end hold it. Your striping guy runs a stripe down alongside the string. The other option is to use chalk line, but they can get pretty messy.
And when we go out and stripe, there's a lot of fun being had when we're out there with the camaraderie of your club.
I'm the original Banana Bob. What that means is I forgot to lock the wheel on the front because the machine has a tricycle thing in the front wheel. Once you set that wheel, it's locked. If you lock it, you'll get a straight line. If you don't lock it, you're going to get a banana line. It's going to veer off one way or the other. But every guy in the club's probably done a banana.
I can attest. I can attest to doing a couple of bananas before I got it figured out. But for those of the that don't understand, a banana line is a nice curved line instead of a nice straight line when we're out there striping these parking lots. So it's kind of a learning experience. That's how you know you're doing something when you do a banana line.
Now, you might check around in town. Number one, you could start with a paint supplier. And we talked to Sherwin Williams, and one of the guys that was a manager at Sherwin, his dad was in our Optimist Club, Whitsett, Roger Whitsett. And they agreed to sell us paint at contractor's price. And so we use water-based paint and not oil-based. Because where do you throw the waste product if you're using oil? You got a naphtha and you got a paint thinner that you clean your machine with. With water base, you just clean it with water. So you got to buy some jugs to hold water. Probably a half a dozen 5 gallon jugs will take care of a big parking lot. Then we have to find a place to dump the paint. So we look around and see where it's environmentally responsible as to where you're going to dump the paint. Not the paint, but the byproduct, the cleaning. And the most important part of striping is to clean the machine 100% correctly. Because once it plugs up on you, you've got your worst nightmare. It's going to cost you several hundred dollars to get everything straightened out, all the way down to buying new hoses, which are expensive. Anyway, cleaning is a ritual, isn't it, Shane?
It is a very big ritual. We are very adamant about making sure that those machines are clean before we move to the next job. Bob, just a quick question to kind of cover bases for our membership listening. What year did you start the striping program with Great Falls?
2001.
So this program has been running for 23 years, and if we averaged $65,000 a year would that be a fair statement for fundraising?
Probably a little less than that, not much. The first year, as an example, that we were in business, we did about 18,000. That 18,000, you see, paid for the machines and the trailer because it was a no-profit year, but we now had these machines are good for a good 7 years if you take care of them right. We got a little more than 7 years out of the last couple machines. We had First Interstate Bank have us come out and work a charity golf tournament, and we received all the proceeds of that tournament, which was $5,000, and they're foundation threw in another $5,000, and then all the closer to the pin and 50-50 money and what have you, the people won, was donated to the club for the striping program as well. So we come out of that with about just short of $12,000 donated, which allowed us to buy two more machines, and we were able to paint on average a little over $50,000 a year. For 7 years, it's $350,000, which is not a bad bang for the buck for the $12,000 they put in.
And we sure had a dedicated crew there for a while. There was, I think, what, 12 of you that rotated out on a daily basis one summer?
Pretty much. I had 15 retired guys, and we rotated around. I think the club has an arrangement now, Shane, that you can share with whoever, where we parse out. I did all the work. I did the bidding. I picked up the paint, took care of getting it dumped, took care of getting the dollar amount to be charged to Herb Waldmeyer, who sent out the bills. That switched over later to the treasurer to do the billing, because the money should come to the treasurer and he should know what the bills look like.
And this is a great way to raise a lot of money. We've done a lot of great things with this money in the Great Falls community.
It certainly has been a winner for Great Falls. And I think, you take your stories, like we talk about childhood cancer, what have you, you talk about the people you helped and all different areas, you can really increase, I think, your interest, and people will, they'll come to you. I think you can start out by, sometimes a big painting company will parse out small jobs. We were taking some of theirs on from highway specialists. In fact, that's the other side of it, is one of the big painting companies like Highway Specialties purchased the stencils and sold them to us at their cost. Highway Specialties, gave us two big truckloads of cones that they could no longer use on a highway because they have to be in better shape. We didn't need a good looking cone. We just needed something that took up space in the parking lot to say, stay out. And so you can get donated things like that or buy them for pennies on the dollar, whichever would work for the company.
Well, Bob, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you sharing your knowledge of the striping program because it has been a very successful program in Great Falls. And our club is very indebted to you for the amount of money and stuff that you have raised for our community. It's just amazing. Over $350,000. That money goes a long way with our Optimist Club.
It has. You might want to check with John Hoteri. He put together a bid sheet that has multiple copies because you give one to the striping crew, give one to the treasurer, you give one to the customer. And each one has different information. The customer just needs to know what you're painting. You're painting so many yellow lines, handicaps, parking lot bumpers, whatever. And no pricing is on it except the one number at the bottom, because we'll do this lot for $1,000. And the others have more information depending on who has the need to know. You might want to get a good look at that from John.
We will do that so we can have other clubs reach out to us and hopefully start some other striping programs across the United States and all over the world. So thanks again for being with us, Bob.
Well, one last thing, Sean. This striping program will run 6 months. It typically will run from May through to November, sometimes into November a little bit. What happens is you have a paving company like we have United Materials, and they'll pave a lot. It might be at the end of October, and those are lucrative lots because we get paid extra to go in and lay out the lot and paint it. So we'll dewinterize the machine, go in and make a few extra bucks every now and again. Anyway, it's a great program. I don't think I would let the painting company's fear shake you away. Our state, by the way, of Montana, this will be the end of it. Workers' compensation is not required. We do not have to have that insurance. OI, you can get insurance through them for about $2 million, and that's required by many businesses. They want liability insurance shown to them. So I want to make sure you check into that as you go along.
And you said we get that through OI. That's a good information point for clubs out there that we can get that insurance to help cover costs of different fundraisers in their communities.
Very definitely. It's been my pleasure, Shane. If anything else you don't want to ask?
Nope, I appreciate it, Bob. It's been a lot of information and a lot of stuff that I hope we can get some information to clubs to start their own striping programs in their communities. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Choose Optimism podcast. This series is focused on club fundraising and projects throughout our Optimist International family. We are hoping to inspire other clubs to pick up new fundraisers and new ideas to take back to their clubs and improve their communities in better ways. If you are interested in becoming an Optimist, please find us on optimist.org, or better yet, reach out to a local Optimist club in your community.